Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
The Grammys were last night, and I have to say, I came in this morning and I really felt strongly. I was like, I don't feel like there were any big snubs. I feel like most people are going to be very happy with the big four winners. Now, of course, there's so many awards for the Grammys throughout the night, but the big four that people really care about are Best New Artist, Record of the Year, Song of the Year, and Album of the Year. And people were wondering, is Beyonce finally going to get Album of the Year with Cowboy Carter? But let's not start there. Let's start with Record of the Year and Song of the Year, which, of course, went to Kendrick Lamar, Not Like Us.
They not like us. They not like us. They not like us. They not like
us. I don't see how you don't award this song. Yeah. It was the song of the year.
Drake didn't even show up to the Grammys last night.
Which he should
have. Yeah, I don't think he should have.
He did not attend.
Was he nominated?
I don't think he was nominated, but this is the kind of event that Drake wants to have his face at. This is what he's done most of his life when he's not having some controversy with the Grammys. He loves being at stuff like this. He's Drake, right? But not only was he not nominated, but he feels foolish.
Yeah, I think the cultural impact that this song has had has really taken him in. And the fact that he's been fighting it, I actually think makes it worse. Mm-hmm. And at that point, yeah, I think you just got to bow out and not be on the scene after that.
And Kendrick had a big night, right?
Massive night. I mean, he was the most awarded artist at the Grammys with 5 awards. Of course, he got 2 of the big 4 categories. So that's 50% of the ones that people care about the most. Here's his speech for Song of the Year for Not Like Us.
All the West Coast artists, man, early on, G Malone, Problem, Bad Luck, K-Boy, Daylight, Maestro, these the cats that inspired me to be the MC I am today, Schoolboy, J-Rock, Absol, this is what it's about, man, because at the end of the day, nothing more powerful than rap music. I don't care what it is. We are the culture. It's going to always stay here and live forever. And to the young artists, like my man Punch say, I just hope you respect the art form. That's all. Respect the art form. Get you where you need to go. All right, salute. I appreciate y'all. Love y'all.
I can't believe I'm going to do this, but I'm going to have Drake's back here. So if an artist isn't nominated for a Grammy, they typically do not get invited.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't attend. So invitations are extended to nominees, presenters, performers, and other key industry figures with connections to the event. Dang. So if he wasn't nominated, there's no reason for him to be there.
That hurts even worse probably for him. Mm-hmm. Right?
Especially on top of the year that Kendrick has had and knowing that they battled. I mean, yeah, it's rough.
He didn't even get an invite.
I mean, he should have been invited because the song was about him.
Yeah. He should have sat in front and appreciated it.
It's like, I was the muse. If anything, if you're sitting there, be like, I was the muse for the song that won all those awards.
Yeah, that's not the one you want to be the muse.
No.
With that, I mean, I obviously don't know a ton about the beef, but would that have been sort of a mic drop if he was front row and like stood up clapping when Kendrick won? Mm. Would that have maybe put the beef to bed or like one-upped him somehow? Or would he be criticized for stealing the spotlight?
Honestly, I feel like they would make fun of Drake no matter what he
was. That would have been a petty move.
Yeah, it would have been.
Also, the smartest thing he can do at this point is just make better music. Like, think if he comes around next year, like the narrative of that, like Kendrick having a massive year with his song, and then if Drake can hit back, which I don't think he's going to, and actually have a big night at the Grammys, to me, that's what I want to watch. That, to me, is the story that I think is the most interesting.
I really think, you know, and I know that we're getting off track here, but the best thing for him to do is, like, come out with a track called An L is an L. You know, just take the, own the loss, and then just move on with your life, and I think people would appreciate that, and then this thing squashed, and you move on with your career.
I mean, when you think about it, the best Drake has been vulnerable Drake. That's the Drake normally people connect to and like. So you're right. If he was to make a record saying this is what it is, and I think people would be able to keep with that.
It was also a massive night for Beyonce. Not only did she get Best Country Album, but she finally got the coveted, the award that everybody wants to get of the night. Album of the year for Cowboy Carter. This was my prediction, so I'm not going to say I was right, but I was right. Here's her accepting her award.
I just feel very full and very honored. It's been many, many years. And I want to dedicate this to Miss Martell, and I hope we just keep pushing forward, opening doors.
So she's talking about Linda Martell, who is also known as a pioneer of black women in the country genre, which I think is one of the main reasons that Beyonce was awarded both of them, is the fact that she really paved the way for other artists to make a name for themselves in this genre, which has typically not been very open. So I think it was a well-deserved choice for Album of the Year, and I'm so excited for her. Not only the most awarded artist at the Grammys ever, but now she finally has the coveted award of Album of the Year.
She also won Country Album of the Year, and she looked genuinely shocked that she won that award.
So did Nashville.
Yeah.
She was the only one shocked in the room, though. Everyone else was like, yeah. And she's like, what?
She did look shocked, and I was mad that people were trying to say, oh, she's acting. We've seen her act.
No.
She was not acting. I'm sorry, B.
All right, Kanye West and his wife allegedly showed up to the Grammys uninvited and got escorted out. I'll tell you if the reports are true on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. Now playing only in theaters. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.